With me in the KRVS studios are Walter Brown, Marie Diaz, Delahousie Diaz, also Sunny and Madison Willis, here to talk about The Infinite Pages by Cody Daigh. It's a production of AUI, Acting Unlimited Incorporated. And it's quite an interesting production. Of course, every play by Cody is a wonderful event in our community. And this is actually going to be an event in two communities. It opens on Friday in Lafayette and then will open in Opelousas the following weekend.
That's correct.
Now, it's not just a, I don't want to say a regular AUI production, because nothing is regular. You all have fabulous programs. But this came out of a very interesting process called the Play Bridges Workshop.
That's correct.
That you all did with the Guardians of Sanzome, which many of our listeners may have attended.
Right. It started last summer. And Cody taught a class that we had in acting. But because he's Cody and he loves writing and creating so much, that he took the kids through a process of creating characters and scenarios for their characters. And then he created the dialogue and made a play out of what they created. It worked really well in Guardians of Sanzome, and he decided to do it again. So last August we had another Playbridge class, and instead of 5 children, we had 20 in the class. And with 20 kids, he created characters for everyone, and he put together the dialogue and put them in a world. He created the world of the Infinite Pages, which is Terra Biblia, I think.
That's the name.
That's the name of the world that the play takes place in. And the kids ranged in age from, I think, 9 to 17. And everyone created their own personas for the play, and it makes for a very interesting experience for them. They feel a real ownership of what's happening on stage and a real investment before the play even gets started to rehearse.
So all of the kids who took the class are in the play. He wrote a part for all of them.
That's correct. We've actually lost 2 of the children. Not lost them. For one reason or another, 2 of the children couldn't come back, and those actors have been replaced.
Of course, in talking about a world like this, you think, they couldn't get out of Terra Biblia? Couldn't find their way back?
That's kind of the story.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what do you think of this process? What's your experience been with it?
The children love it. Mm-hmm. There's not a child who's been through either of these sessions. And I think he did one at Delta Grand as well last summer, who didn't just adore being part of it and being able to create characters for themselves and for the world to share.
Mm-hmm.
It exercised a whole nother part of their creative process that acting sometimes misses, because they really felt like these characters were something they could put another part of themselves into.
Right. Well, before we continue talking specifically about The Infinite Pages with the young actors that we have here in the studio, just remind people about the mission of AUI. And you know, it's so interesting. There's so many theater organizations in our communities, and they're all fascinating, because they're beginning to have very different missions. In addition to just simply presenting theater, their focus and what they hope to bring to the community and how they hope to cultivate actors. And so what is AUI?
We do all have our own identities. Mm-hmm. Part of AUI's mission is to educate, to create another generation of theater artists. And with Playbridge, we're able to extend it a whole nother step. So now that we have children who are experiencing part of what it feels like to be a playwright, we have children who work tech for us. We train people in running lights and in running sound. We've had kids help with set construction. Madison, who's here, is a costume designer for us. So we're trying to extend theater in the Acadiana area into a whole nother generation of young people.
From the very beginning, you all have used kids of all ages. Interesting multi-generational.
We always try to do that. I can't. Sometimes we do shows that don't have children in them just because of the nature of the material.
Right.
But we try as often as possible to have shows that have all generations in them.
Well, it's I know people so enjoy all of your productions, and using Cody Daigh, using original work, is a fascinating part of what you all do as well.
We do, and we have some plans for the future that include original work. We did a pop-up poetry theater in February with some of the poets from the local area. Claire Martin and Daryl Bork was involved, and we hope to work with those poets again. But we're looking for new playwrights and new talent.
Well, taking that phrase multi-platform to new heights.
Yes.
So this workshop started last year with the Guardians of Sanzome, and
yes,
my young guests here, Sunny and Madison Willis, are in this play, The Infinite Pages. Madison, you were involved as a costume designer last year, so were you a part of the workshop and you just decided you wanted to be a costume? How did you participate last year in the Guardians of Sanzome? How did you get involved?
Well, I was really interested in costume designing at the time, and all of my sisters except for Sunny were acting in it, and they didn't have a costume designer for it. And my mother had suggested, well, why don't you take up costume designing here? You could ask about it. And so I did, and I ended up sewing the cast costumes.
And you had never done that before.
It was my first time.
That's quite fearless of you to take that on. How did you what did you think of the experience?
Well, I'm not very good with my time management, so it was quite stressful.
You were sewing hundreds of costumes the night before.
Well, she also helped with the costuming for She Kills Monsters.
Yes, I had sewn a bunch of skeletons and cloaks.
Well, that's
so that
quite
impinged on her time quite a bit.
So this year, so your other siblings, and we have to say you're from a family with many siblings. You all have seven in your family?
Seven kids.
Okay,
yes.
Seven kids. And many of them seem to have quite an interest in the theater.
Yes.
Is that something you all did as children, even growing up when you were much smaller? Did you put on plays at your house?
Yes, we did put on plays at our house, and all of us were involved in a Cinderella play way back when.
Okay. And it was this a part of AUI, the Cinderella play, or what was?
No, that was actually the Evangeline Players.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's when I first met the Willis family.
Oh, right. And how many of them were involved in Cinderella?
Four of them. All the girls were involved.
All right. So there are four girls and three boys in your family. Are the boys involved as well in theater?
The boys are not.
Okay. So the girls have a penchant for the theater.
Yes.
So this year, the two of you and any of your other siblings, two other siblings are in this play, you all took the workshop class. Is that how you got started in this?
Well, I got started in it because someone had dropped out.
Ah, okay. Marie mentioned that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Sunny, you started in the class. Why did you take the workshop?
Well, originally, last year, whenever my sisters, they joined and, you know, they had a lot of fun and stuff, my friend was also in that class, and I originally wanted to join to spend more time with her. I wasn't
that's a
really
good reason.
Interested in the acting part, but then whenever I got there, I figured out that my friend, wasn't going to make it, so I stayed in the class, and, you know, I worked out with it for a while, and I thought that it was pretty fun, and so I continued it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did you find interesting about this process? Because it was a class with a goal to create a play and actually perform that play. What did you think about the process that happened with Cody in writing The Infinite Pages?
Well, I was pretty surprised that I was in that process, because usually I'm not into acting. I've never really done a lot of acting before, and I thought that it was pretty cool that we all got a part.
Well, in a way, you know, what you're describing, the sounds, there's a certain dramatic quality to it as well that children, I guess, in stories like this find themselves in. You really didn't intend to go to Terra Biblia.
Yeah.
You didn't intend to find yourself in another world,
yeah,
but there you are. It's just opened up, and you find yourself there, kind of like the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Whoop. Open up that door and look where you go. So that's kind of interesting how you got into it and what this story actually turned out to be.
Yeah.
So you got into it because you wanted to spend time with a friend, and you ended up finding it far more interesting than you had thought you would. Well, there were 20 people, so it's quite a large class. How did Cody start with the story? Did he have you all start telling stories? Did he give you all a kernel of a story? How did this idea come to be?
Well, he started off with one story. I forgot the name and everything. And he kind of gave it to us as an example to kind of think about. We can create. He liked the idea of that story. So he was thinking that we can take that and kind of twist it into our own thing. And so he would give us a paper and he would say, like, write some stuff about what you think the story should be like and about your characters. And we just did that. And he
so it became left. Something very different than the initial story that he handed to you
mm-hmm.
all.
Mm-hmm.
And did he have you all come up with your own characters, or did he suggest ideas for characters?
Yeah, he pretty much gave us he let us all come up with our own characters, and you know, we would have this idea with other groups and Madison.
Well, I'm sorry.
What?
Well, let's talk about the characters that you all came up with. Now, it sounds like both of you initially were not going to be in this play, but because of your friend and you stepping up to the plate and saying, yes, I'll take this person's place who had stepped out, you all ended up in this play. So your characters must be very special, I think. Tell me about your characters. Madison, who are you?
I play the printer. I am one of the four leaders. The villain people. I am very bossy, and I am a printer. And I thought that's kind of appropriate because I, as the older sibling of my sisters, I'm always bossing them around. So I felt, this comes kind of naturally to me.
Well, I've heard writers talk about printers like that too. So a printer, and that would be very important in a play about a book and a world that whose name encompasses Biblia, because it has in there. So what do you play, Sunny?
I play the painter, which is pretty much the illustrator of the book.
Okay.
And I am pretty bossy too, and I'm one of those people who everything has to be perfect, and it's like, do this and do that, because if you don't, I'm going to whack you upside the head with my giant paintbrush.
Well, either your mother loves this because it gets it out of your system before you get home. Well, now you've intrigued people. You've intrigued them by your characters, a printer who's very strong-willed and tells people what to do, and a painter who's also got a rather strong will in illustrating. So what is this story? We've mentioned a book. We've mentioned a world. We've mentioned some interesting characters. Without giving it away, what is the story?
Well, it is about a pair of siblings, and they pick up this book series, this magical book series, and then they get sucked into the book, into this magical world called Terra Biblio. And with some other kids that also got sucked into the book, they try to figure out a way out. So,
right. Yeah. Therein lies the plot. Now, are you two, the printer and the illustrator, are you in that world or you're external to the world?
We are in it.
You're in that world. And you all obviously created this book that has sucked all these children into the world.
We kind of all get together and help suck the kids in. We're just the villains.
Right. And you can hear the pleasure in Sunny's voice as she's saying that as well.
They even have minions.
They have minions.
Oh, yes.
Now you've just captured a whole bunch of people who want to go. So use the word minion and people are there. If you have just tuned in and your ears are caught by the word minion, we're talking about a new play by Cody Day called The Infinite Pages, put on by Acting Unlimited Incorporated, AUI. My guests are Marie Delahousie Diaz and Walter Brown with AUI. Walter is directing the play, and my guests Sunny and Madison Willis are in the play. It will open on Friday in Lafayette at Theater 810, and then next weekend it will be in Opelousas at the Delta Grand Theater. So lots of people will have the opportunity to see the play. So, Walter, you're directing this play, which is this has been an interesting process. So what do you, as the director, were you a part of the process, or did you receive a complete manuscript sprung from Cody's head?
I received a complete manuscript in two stages. Mm-hmm. No, I wasn't part of it at all. In fact, we directed the first act without knowing where the second act was going.
You directed – so you started rehearsals without the second half completed.
Without the second act. Cody set it up well. We could direct as if the first act were an entire play by itself, and the developments of the second act are not contradicted by anything we set up in the first act. It worked out very well for us. It gave us a chance to set all of the characters, set the situation, make sure that everybody was comfortable with the idea of learning their parts, learning their blocking, working on their characters. And the second act amplifies it and changes around some of what we think we understood, but it doesn't negate any of the work that we did in the first act for them.
Well, I was going to say that takes an act of faith and great trust in your playwright to go forth into creating this play, these characters, these directions, and having faith that it will not thwart and change direction in an unnecessary way.
Well, that's true. We did talk about the fact that the characters might turn out to be a little different, and some of them do. Some of them turn out to be not quite what we thought, but because of the way he set it up, it's a reveal at the end. They don't change anything in the way they were doing it. So it worked out well for us.
So there's a bit of a surprise for the actors too. Even though you were involved in the process of creating the characters, mm-hmm, and some of the story, Cody continued it on, mm-hmm, afterwards in that direction. Mm-hmm. So were you surprised by how it continued, or did it feel natural?
Well, it didn't really go against anything that it was doing already.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And your characters, you were comfortable with how the characters continued on in the story?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did they get more interesting and villainous?
Yes.
Yes. Sunny's rubbing her hands. Well, now, I think people are imagining that the costuming could be quite interesting for this play, but Madison, you're not involved in the costuming this time, are you?
No.
Acting is a full-time job here, these characters. So who's doing your costuming, Walter?
We're getting the cast to come up with the costumes. I gave them the ideas of what I wanted, parameters for them. And then the actors themselves and their parents get together and actually bring it to some kind of reality. They've showed me everything. Mm-hmm. So they can use their own imagination in trying to create the costumes, which are part of creating the character in a play with so many characters in a relatively short play because it's for children. The costume is a big part of the characterization and giving them a chance to say how they want to look. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm, some of them have come up with some great ideas, things I hadn't thought of or was kind of afraid to bring up. I thought it might be too complex for them, and they've done it anyway.
Well, it continues to be a collaborative process. And, you know, you do use the word children, but I remember having Cody in here talking about his love for and dream for a theater for young people.
Yes.
He was very interested in creating a rather sophisticated young people's theater in this community. And talk about that. What is that? Because he definitely, you know, said there's a place, of course, for obviously, you know, plays for very little children, but he's interested in themes and ideas that would really capture young people like Madison and Sunny, teenagers who are able to grapple with those sophisticated themes.
Yeah, Cody doesn't like simplicity. So he makes sure that the plays, even though he's writing them for young performers and young audiences, have themes, language, situations, which adults will enjoy. They're literarily complex, so that the young people involved in this get a chance to work with real language, get a chance to work with real structure, interesting themes. He's not writing down to them. He's bringing up the themes that at any age we're interested in, but they're big themes, life, death, safety, love, loyalty, that at any age are important to us. So Cody writes simply enough that young people have a chance to remember it all, complexly enough that it's challenging to them and interesting to adults that come to see the show as well.
That's one thing I was going to point out, that even though we are talking about these very young people in this play, it's also something that adults would enjoy very much if they attended the play.
Yes, I think mm-hmm. so. I enjoy it. It's like all of the best children's literature. Mm-hmm. If it's really well written for young people, adults will enjoy it too.
Well, so on the heels of that, talking about interesting themes in addition to the villainy of it. What has been the most interesting part of the story and the play for you all? What themes are most interesting to you in the play? Perhaps Madison, start.
Oh, goodness. Oh, well, as a package, the entire thing is interesting to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what is it about the story that really, that you find compelling?
Sibling, because all of my siblings, we do not get along at all. But
I have to say, y'all are sitting very close and you're interacting well together.
But the siblings, or the two pair of siblings, or all of them, are somewhat very close to one another, and that has always intrigued me somewhat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, it does happen. I mean, Sunny, what would you say in response to that as far as, what, do you find the sibling interaction interesting in the story?
I think that it makes it a bit better because, you know, you're more comfortable with each other and, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess there's two levels to my question then, the interaction with your own sibling and then within the play.
Yeah.
What do you think about that interaction in the play, the characters and how they interact?
Easier.
Well, that was Madison's observation. What do you find most compelling about the play? What have you enjoyed most about the story itself?
Well, I like that it's fantasy, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, magical and stuff. And, you know, that gives everybody the advantage to kind of, you know, get out of your personal character and stuff. And you can...
Absolutely, which is what theater should do for all of us. But that fantasy element takes it to another level, doesn't it? And what sorts of, I guess you're an illustrator in the play of the book. And what's magical about your work?
Well, what I do is whenever kids get sucked into the book, then I have to go to their original lives and kind of paint over it to make it look like that.
We need to be careful. We need to be careful.
You don't
want to
give everything away. Yes, no spoilers.
Yeah, well.
Okay, well, that right there alone has intrigued a lot of people already.
Her job is to create reality.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Well, that's the illusion of reality.
Happens in Terra Biblio.
Terra Biblio, that is the world created in the infinite pages, which is the play we're talking about,
right,
written by Cody Daigh. Walter Brown is the director. Marie Delahousie Diaz is with AUI, one of the founders of AUI.
That's not even close. No. Actually, I've been with AUI for about 4 or 5 years now.
Okay. I thought you've been in since the very beginning of that.
No, that was Gloria Bro,
okay,
who originally founded the company, but she's not with us anymore. I mean, she's still our founder, but she doesn't work with us right now.
Well, your presence makes us feel as though you have been, and you are so integral to the organization right now. As we mentioned, it will open in Lafayette this Friday, and it will be at Theater 810, which means that there are only about 50 seats, Walter?
That's right.
Okay. And I know that you all come from a large family. And so everybody is going to come and see you all. And if anyone else would like to see the play, they should probably reserve their tickets soon.
Absolutely. They're also available for purchase online. If you go to our website or to our Facebook page, it'll link you to the place you can purchase them online, or you can call us and reserve seats and pay at the door.
All right, so lots of ways to get your tickets, but definitely a good idea to reserve them.
Yes, it is.
And I'm sure y'all are inviting your friends, and if the number of kids who are in the play already, tickets I'm sure are going fast. That will be at Theater 810 this Friday, and it looks like there are two performances on Saturday.
Yes, we have a matinee and an evening performance.
Okay, and then what?
And then a matinee on Sunday.
Four performances.
Four performances here.
Okay, so I'm counting the number of seats. It's still not a lot of seats, so get your tickets.
That's right.
For Friday, or the two performances on Saturday or on Sunday. Again, we are talking about The Infinite Pages, written by Cody Daigh. Sunny and Madison Willis, who are with us in the studio, are acting in the play. Madison is the printer, and Sunny is the illustrator, both living in that magical world, the Terra Biblio of The Infinite Pages. You mentioned a Facebook page. Is that AUI's Facebook page, or do you have a special one for The Infinite Pages?
No, we have an Acting Unlimited Facebook page and an event there that you get a little more detail about the story without spoilers,
okay,
and a link to our ticket site.
All right.
We also have a Theater 810 page, which will also link you to the ticket sites.
Okay, so get your tickets now, and you'll be able to see these wonderful actresses and two of their siblings who are also in the play as well. And I know there are quite a number of kids, so it's really too long a list to mention all of them,
yes.
I'm sure. But attend the play, and you can find out the names of all of the kids
That's right.
involved.
You can take a program home with everybody's name in it.
That's right. And again, this comes out of a really interesting workshop called the Play Bridges Workshop.
That's
this
correct.
Is the second play. Well, actually the third, if Cody did that at the Gridelta
yes.
Grand as well.
Yeah. It's the second one he's done with us, mm-hmm. and we're hoping that he'll be back at the beginning of the summer and do another play bridge with us.
Well, we'll look forward to that.
So
as well.
Come and see the result, and your children will be interested, I can guarantee it, in taking the next workshop.
Is there an age limit? I was just thinking about that. Is there a child too young? Do you think the play is a little too sophisticated for 5-year-olds?
Oh, for watching it?
Yes.
Probably not. There's okay. a lot of physicality that goes on it. The characters are kind of cartoon-type characters.
So they would
some
enjoy
of them.
It. They would enjoy
right.
it. It wouldn't be over.
Yeah, I don't think – no, it won't be over their head. Okay. And I don't think that it's really too scary.
Okay. Despite the fact that Sunny's a villain.
She's quite the villain. Maybe if – I mean, it's a parental decision always. But if your child is very, very, very sensitive, mm-hmm. then maybe you should think about it. Or give us a call if you're a parent.
Sounds like a great
We'd
idea.
Be happy to discuss what actually happens in the play with
okay.
you.
Including spoilers.
Including right. spoilers.
Well, they can do that. Give y'all a call at Theater 810 or go to the Facebook page and maybe find out a little bit more about
right.
it. Well, thank y'all for coming today. Madison and Sunny Willis, we appreciate it. And bonne chance with the play. And thanks for all the work of AUI and our community. Thank you
Thank
both,
you,
Walter
Judith.
Brown and
Thanks,
Marie
Judith.
Diaz.